of church, but I wonder if any of them feel like coming forward at all. Because otherwise I shall have to walk up and down the church a lot, I think, maybe. And while people are moving, while they're freely moving, I want to say that today, actually they're not freely moving, today I want to talk about freedom. I want us to think today about freedom, the freedom that we all should have, all people should have, all the time, and the freedom that God wants us and all people everywhere to have. And the question I want to ask first, which is going to involve a little bit of talking to your neighbour, you'll be pleased to hear, is, well, it comes in several forms. For younger people, I would ask, what would you do if you were suddenly given the day off school? Suddenly, they say, oh, school's shut tomorrow, we've decided just to give you a holiday because the weather's good, or something. What would you do if you were given the day off school? Or, for those people who are working, what would you do if you were suddenly given the day off work? Your boss just feels like being kind. Why don't you have tomorrow off? They say, enjoy yourself. What would you do? And for those of us who may not be working, what would you like to do in the time for you that is free, that is not committed to other things you're involved in, caring for others, voluntary work, and so on, that you might be involved with? What would you like to do with your free time? What do you like to do with it? So, talk to your neighbour. What would you do on a day off school that you weren't expecting, a day off work you weren't expecting? What do you do with your free time? I hope I've got some answers. Answers up here. Joan would go to the seaside. That's one thing. And I said I'd walk up a hill in Worcestershire. Just because that's where I grew up. It's nice to go home. Any ideas? What would you, if you had the day off school suddenly? Have the day off school. What are you going to do with the day off school? Oh, don't have to put your hands up. This isn't school. So what are you going to do? You'd lie in bed and read. That sounds excellent. You read books. That's very good. Very good. Brilliant. Your rainforest project. Okay, you're right. Brilliant. Work on the rainforest project. Walk the dog. Very, very good. Day off school. Sorry, Anne. Walk the dog and work on a rainforest project, which is very interesting at the moment. Very good. Although that's sort of schoolwork, probably, is it? Although your teachers will be very pleased to hear you say that. What would you do?
I'd probably go to a theme park.
Theme park, why not? Why not? Alice, what would you do? Play hide and seek. Oh, that's great. Play hide and seek. Very good. Very good. Now, some of the people who aren't quite so young, any particular things people want to, I mean, you might not want to share, but any particular things you'd like to sort of, oh,
yeah. I sew.
You'd sew.
Shed and sew.
Good, aren't you? Shed and sew. Shed and sew. So you can be quiet on your own,
yes,
and quietly, that's very nice, and create something beautiful and useful. Great, great. Elizabeth?
Go for a walk in the country.
Go for a walk in the country. Right, very good. Good. Any other? Oh, yes, Anne? Help, well, we're going to come to that in a minute. Help get in the garden and help the spring a bit. Very good, very good. Any other offerings towards... Ooh, yes, Monica.
A swim in the sea.
A swim in the sea. Whereabouts? We're quite away from the sea.
Anywhere, really. Yeah, if it's one day, you have to...
The south coast, yes. But it's quite warm down there, so that's... Yes. Yeah. Sweden. Nice. Any other things? Family history. So do some research,
yeah.
Jane.
Cut
on a chair with a book. I think lots of people would do that.
Yeah,
oh, right. Okay. Oh, so you've already got it planned. Very good. Good. You're going to go walking down Blenheim. Right. I wanted us to think about this, as I say, because I wanted us to think about freedom. Now, on the way in, you saw the churchyard is really coming into bloom at the moment. The flowers are out. It's looking beautiful. There's somebody who started just recently helping the churchyard who you'll see has planted a whole load of primroses along the long wall down to the coach house. And I know there's a party of, obviously, of people who care for the churchyard regularly and who, you know, give of their free time to work in the churchyard and make it a beautiful place. So in the spring, the churchyard is coming into its own, is really starting to blossom. It's sort of, you can see it's kind of being free. I mean, of course, the plants can't move around, but they're enjoying being plants, right? They are growing their leaves. The flowers have come out. It's what they're for, okay? It's why we've put them there. It's what they're for. So now I want to share with you a story about a tree and a... So this is not a very healthy plant. Okay. It's okay, not every plant I have at home dies, but that transparently did. But I just want to compare, see these two. So you've got a plant here. This plant is not enjoying itself, okay? I'm actually kind of vaguely hoping it'll come back. It's a basil thing, but I doubt it, okay? This plant is not enjoying itself. These primroses are, okay? They are being themselves. They are having a good time being primroses. And later on, I'll put them in the churchyard. I brought a spade with me to make sure I do that. So, and then they'll be out there and they'll be able to continue enjoying themselves, being primroses, right? Enjoying themselves. Whereas, as I say, I'll put that there. Whereas, as I say, this plant is not enjoying itself. And I talk about these things, a kind of dead plant and two plants which are flowering very nicely. I talk about them because of a story Jesus told that I'm going to read, a short story that he read that helps us to think about freedom. It says in the Bible, in Luke's Gospel, then Jesus told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, see here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil? He replied, the gardener replied, sir, let it alone for one more year until I dig round it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down. So the reason I'm talking about our freedom and the things we do in our free time and plants that today are flourishing or not, in the case of my poor plant here, the reason I'm talking about this is because of this story Jesus told about a man with a vineyard who had a fig tree growing in it, and that fig tree wasn't producing fruit. And he was getting tired with the fig tree not producing fruit, but the gardener said, let me give it another chance, let me fertilize it, and let's see if it will come into its own. I think that story is about Jesus saying that freedom, the freedom to be something, to be us, or to be a plant, is about flourishing. It's about flowering as we are. It's about enjoying our freedom. Blossoming. We often say people blossom when they come into their own. So, in a sense, your rainforest project is a sort of, you're enjoying it, yeah? You see? It's something that is fulfilling you. You're thinking, this is great, you're blossoming. If you're reading a book or going to a theme park, no, but you're enjoying what you're doing. You're blossoming as you. You're being yourself. Like these plants, like what in the story the gardener wanted the fig tree to do. To help us think about this a bit more, and one of the reasons why I think this is all about freedom, is if you look at the very next story in Luke's Gospel, it's about a woman who is bent double. Here is Joan volunteered to do this before the service. I was previously going to try and act this out myself, but... mercifully, Joan volunteered to do it. So Joan is being a woman bent double. Jesus encounters a woman bent double. This woman, it says in the story, this woman is bound by this. It says Jesus sets her free. Her freedom is given to her. Oh, I'm going to help her down. Sorry. Whoops. Sorry. There we go. Very good. So Joan is going to... Great. Off you go. Okay. Oh, dear. So the woman is bent double, and in the story, Jesus sets her free. It says she is set free. That is what Jesus would want to do. That is what Jesus did all his life, setting people free from their sickness as a sign of God's kingdom coming into our world. So Jesus sets the woman free. And what do you think she did once she was set free? Anybody could suggest, what do you think a woman who is bent double, she can't stand up, suddenly she's going to be able to stand up. What's she going to do?
Dance!
Thank you, Joan. She's going to dance. Nell thinks she's going to dance as well. Yes, anything else she might do? She might go on a theme park ride. That's possible. She might go on a theme park ride. What she did do was she rejoiced and she praised God because she was glad for the healing that Jesus had brought her. I think we can put Joan out of her misery, really. I think. But I did say I'm not healing her because that would be a really strange message to send. So thank you, Joan, very much indeed. But the woman, let's give her a round of applause. Very good. Very good, Joan. Thank you very much. Very good. Thank you. So, as I say, this story that Jesus told about the fig tree is about the fig tree being able to use its freedom. And the gardener wants to help the fig tree get its freedom, be itself, to flower and to blossom. Who do we think the gardener is in the story? What do you think remember what the answer always is in church. Who do you think the gardener, who might the gardener be in the story? Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus. You're absolutely right, yes. So Jesus is telling a story about himself. He wants the fig tree, he wants us to flourish, to be who we should be, to flower and to blossom. Jesus gives the woman her freedom, we are told in the story, on the Sabbath. The Sabbath is the day off. The Sabbath is the free day. It's the holiday. And Jesus uses his free time to make the woman free, to give the woman the freedom she should have as a daughter of God. She should have freedom. She should be able to dance down the aisle, as Joan did. And Jesus uses his free time to give her that. The people working in our churchyard to make it beautiful, to tend it, and so that the people who we love, who lie there, lie in a beautiful place, the people doing that are giving their free time for it. And that is a wonderful thing. Out of their free time, they create something beautiful, something that flourishes. So I just want us to think today about how Jesus wants us all to have freedom. Freedom to set others free and to rejoice, to do all we can to make our world a freer place. Jesus used his freedom to help people and to heal people and to teach people, to bring them wholeness, like the woman bent double. He wanted to use his freedom to show people how to flourish and to be the people they should be. And he wants us to use our freedom like that too. Freedom, of course, gives us choices. And we need to make those choices whenever and however we can. But the best thing we can choose to do with our freedom is to do what the woman did in the story and what in its own figgy way the fig tree did as well, which was to rejoice about the life we are given, and in our lives to rejoice about the life we have been given and the ability and the opportunity it gives us to love other people and to flourish for ourselves, working ourselves for the freedom of all God's children, everyone, everywhere. Amen.